Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, yes. Getting ready for football on Christmas Day. Lions and Vikings, 4:30. Of course, you'll hear all the action right here in 97.1. Looking forward to the game, even though it's on Christmas, because I'm looking forward to every football game. Obviously, the Lions have to win this one. They have to win the finale against the Bears. And then Green Bay has to lose both of their games. They have to lose against the Ravens and then finishing the season. I believe they're at Minnesota to finish the year. It's tough. It's real tough. I'd like the Lions' chances Thursday. We're looking at it one game at a time. I definitely like the Lions' chances to win at Minnesota. As far as the Packers are concerned, they'll play Saturday night at home against the Ravens. Now, if Lamar Jackson's going to play quarterback, then I'll feel better about that game. And then things can really set up nicely on Sunday. The following week with the last week of the regular season could really be interesting. Of course, none of it matters unless the Lions win on Thursday afternoon, Christmas Day, at the Vikings. So it's interesting. Both the Packers and the Lions are going to have to play the Vikings to finish off the season. We don't know who's going to play quarterback for Minnesota this week. J.J. McCarthy got knocked out of the game. It's an interesting situation what they have there. And yet the Vikings just somehow still find ways to win, which is kind of weird. They're 7-8 on the season. It's not a great team, but they found a way to beat the Lions the last time around, and that was uncomfortable. The Lions made some horrific mistakes in that game. Dan Campbell spoke to the morning show earlier today. We're going to play some sound from that coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Some interesting stuff. You want to know what he had to say about, you know, not kicking the field goal early in the game when it was 4th-and-3? We'll hear from that. And also the decision when it came 1st-and-goal from the 1 with 22 seconds left to go, and they chose to throw the football instead of just banging it home with David Montgomery. He'll answer that question as well. We'll play that coming up in the 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I'm not as confident as you are in the Lions beating the Vikings. I wasn't here last week when apparently everyone's super confident they were going to beat the Steelers. I just have the same feeling now every week is they could lose this game, because it's just not – this whole season has been kind of the same story every week. Even when they win is we're this close, or just one missed assignment away, or we got to clean some things up, you know, and it seems to be that's the theme of this year. And unfortunately, I think in the end that's – going to be the theme to end the season is we needed to clean this up and we didn't. We need to make sure this was corrected, and it wasn't.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I mean, because hearing week in and week out, the players and the coaches say the same thing, and I get it. It's the truth. Everything is about execution. It's just it gets to be so cliche, and you get tired of hearing, oh, we just didn't execute. If we execute, we're going to get a good thing. But, I mean, it's the truth. If you're able to get your leverage on the guy you're trying to block and push him in the direction you want him to go, and the guy next to you does the same thing, you're going to have success. But if you don't do that, if you don't execute, then it doesn't happen for you. You know, if you're not knowing what your assignment is at the line of scrimmage and you hand the ball off, and next thing you know, your ball carrier is tackled 2 yards behind the line because some guy was unblocked, it's a lack of execution. Somebody didn't know what their assignment was. They missed it. And that's it's difficult. And that's going to happen when you have an inexperienced line like the Lions have. You look at what they had on Sunday. I mean, Kingsley Equabon is your starting center. He's the third string center. Christian Mahogany, who just came back from injury, and this is his first year starting. And they got Tate Ratledge on the other guard position, who's a rookie starting all season long, but he's a rookie still. And then you got Taylor Decker, who's all banged up as your left tackle, and your tight ends are your third and fourth and fifth string tight ends. I mean, it sounds like I'm making excuses, and I don't want to do that. I think those are legitimate reasons for why you're going to have struggles. And yet they had the chance to win the game, and they didn't win the game. And that's not because of injury. They didn't lose because of injury.
No, I think they have enough talent and good enough coaching to keep you close in these games. But in the end, what separates the bad from the good and good from the great teams is consistency, right? And they're just not consistent enough to put them in the great category. I don't think they're an awful team. Clearly, they're not an awful team, but they haven't won back-to-back games in how long, you know?
Yeah.
And I just don't see it happening all of a sudden now. Like, how have they gotten better? Like, their backs are more than against the wall at this point, where they need help from other teams.
I got a text thread conversation with some friends of mine, three friends that are all in different areas of the country, Washington, D.C. area, South Carolina, and Los Angeles. We're all Detroiters, all Lions fans. And the guys are, you know, they're reacting like fans would, you know, as this game is going on. They're all asking the same questions. So what's going on? And I'm explaining to them, well, there's this, this, and this. But none of that matters because they should win. Yeah, I mean, I say what they are is a very good team. But with injuries, they get knocked down to an above average to average team. And when they're facing other teams that are good, that's not going to work out well if they're not up to snuff. And the game against the Steelers, as time is going on, I get more frustrated with the game because I still think they were better than Pittsburgh. They sleptwalked through parts of that game, which was really annoying. The three and outs were just too many to mention. Couldn't run the football. Okay. But they could throw the ball. They threw the ball quite well. And in the second half in particular, they really moved the ball well. And when they had a chance to in the fourth quarter, because they only had three damn plays in the third quarter.
Yeah, you're only talking about the fourth quarter, because third quarter they had three plays. Yeah. They didn't exist in the third quarter, the offense. They
did
weren't
not.
Even allowed to exist.
Exactly. They were not allowed to. And if you go back and look at it, the drives were cut short, were drives where they started from deep in their own territory. And trying to get out of that with a run, and you get stuffed. And now you're looking at second and long, it's trouble, and it's problematic for this team. But I get more frustrated as the time goes by with the Steelers game, because in the end, they marched right down the field and had a chance to win that game. And in the end, you know, it's mathematics on it, but I was first guessing the call to go for it on fourth and three instead of kick the field goal. I would have kicked the field goal. Stoney and I were in lockstep. We both said we would have kicked the field goal, and they didn't do it. And then in the end, when Pittsburgh misses their field goal attempt and the Lions march down the field, I mean, you get first and goal at the 1 yard line with 22 seconds left. You're going to run the ball, and then you're going to try to kick it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Kick the field goal to win it. But it didn't work out that way. So we all still remain frustrated. Jerry is in Romeo. Jerry, welcome to 97.1.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. The thing that's on my mind is going back through last year, the Lions have had to deal with a lot of injuries. And as your show pointed out today, that seems to be the theme throughout the entire league. My question is, why do our second and third string guys, when they're asked to come onto the field, why do they have so many problems? And my way of thinking is maybe they don't get enough reps. And since the Lions have had a history going back through last season of a lot of injuries, I would think that they would realize that this is something that keeps biting us in the ass. Let's get our guys, second and third string guys, more reps. Let's get them ready for this, because we know we're going to have to use them.
I hear you, Jerry, and that's an interesting question. And it's probably, and thanks for the call. It's a good question to ask of Dan Campbell, or I would, you know, I didn't play in the NFL, so that's something I would say ask John Jansen or T.J. Lang about. You know, because they both played in towns other than Detroit. You know, obviously, T.J. played in Green Bay for all those years before finishing up here, and John played in Washington for all those years before finishing up here. So with different organizations, how do they handle the reps in practice when it comes to backup players? And I suspect it's the same everywhere, that 90% of the reps go to the first team, and then 10% of the reps go to the second team, and none go to the third team. The only reps that the practice squad players get are literally because they're on the practice squad. They are the demo offense or the demo defense to go against what the Lions are trying to improve on with their starters. It's just how it is. But I think it's interesting. I mean, if you look at this, and maybe this is going to be a different philosophy moving forward with teams, because injuries have become so prevalent that maybe you do start giving more reps to other guys in practice, and maybe that percentage goes from 10% up to 15%. Is that enough? I don't know. I think it's an interesting question to ask. I'm just not the guy that can answer that question accurately, because, you know, I didn't play in the NFL. I'm not a coach.
Yeah, and how much would that 5% make a difference or not? You're right. I don't know the answer to that either, Gator, but I do know first string is first string for a reason.
Yeah.
Second string is second string for a reason. You're going to get less reps. Now, that might work for a game, for a week, because we saw the Legion of Whom come through, right, that one week. But eventually talent wins out, and you can only do that for so long. And if you're not as talented as the other guy, especially in the pros, it's going to end up hurting you. So how much practice do they need to give the backups? I don't know. I don't even know if it's that, you know, because you're going to give your first stringers the first practice, because those are the guys that you're counting on to play.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because they're better.
We'll see what the practice report says today about injuries and who missed. There were a few guys that missed practice yesterday, and then a bunch of guys that were limited in practice yesterday. But short week, short turnaround, game on Thursday. I'm curious to see who's going to play center this week and go from there. But I still feel pretty confident they're going to beat the Vikings on Thursday, and they have to beat the Vikings on Thursday. 248-539-9797, telephone number. Same number to text us as well if you'd like to communicate that way. We'll get to the calls we have online to text And we'll continue talking with you right here on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.